Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is Friday. It is 16 minutes past 11. And Norma is fighting with her headphones. That can mean one thing.
S-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Yes, so my friend is Norma Sheen, actress. She's in the studio fighting with her headphones. Fight. You don't need them. You don't need.
Say a dirty word.
You don't need.
Did you hear me say a dirty word?
Did you say a dirty word?
I apologise if
this
I did.
With a dirty word. Good.
The earphones are gone.
The hair is lovely, by the way.
Well, thank you. I cut it myself.
You're a big star. You're a star of your own play. Shirley Valentine coming to the Gaiety Theatre in a theatre near you. Why are you cutting your own hair, Norma?
Well, you see, when I have to get the Shirley perm, it doesn't work out very well for me every night with the old the hot sticks. So some nights I just take snips everywhere with the bits that won't work. So
don't do that.
I do. I don't care.
I met my mum the other day and I was like, oh, you got the hair done and stuff. She goes, yeah, she didn't take enough off. So I went at it with the kitchen scissors. What is it? Just go back, get it done properly.
Sure, my kids have never been to a hairdresser's and they're teenagers. I just, when they're watching TV, I just slice across the back.
With what though? Don't you need
anything,
a proper...
nails, anything at all. You just come back, you fix it up the next day if it's not right.
You just tie it up.
Yeah. Sure, they're so busy with their fake tans.
Not some jobs. Speaking of jobs, we were talking about boring jobs yesterday because there was a big story in the news. A Russian security guard, he got caught drawn on a painting that was like worth nearly a million. Apparently he was so bored, he just got a little biro and drew a pair of eyes on this painting. Now, the thing about this story, I was like,
That's
God,
brilliant.
Isn't it? He must have been really bored. But Norma, it was his first day.
It was his last day.
It was his first and his last day.
Did he get
day.
Shot?
We don't know his whereabouts at the moment, but I don't know where he is at the moment. We need someone on the hunt for him. Please, someone find him. Have you had many boring jobs being an actor?
Loads,
I'm sure you've loads.
Loads of boring jobs. You know, you get stuck in a turkey of a play or a filming job. I know, they're the good ones. But God, I've had... Actually, speaking of things that are worth millions, I worked in a stud farm once and the horses are worth millions. And I got dragged along by a horse. But I hung on for dear life. Other boring jobs, McDonald's. Are we allowed to slag McDonald's?
Yeah, on this show, not on breakfast, but you can on this show.
I got fired. I got fired from fries because I couldn't get them into the yolk. I got fired from apple pies because I was putting the wrong time on the yolks. There were loads of yolks in McDonald's.
You were just terrible. I was doing
moved.
Everything.
There was no department left for me. I was moved to the toilet and I walked. I walked when I was cleaning puke.
I'm off to RADA. Is that when you went to
Pretty
RADA?
Much. No, well, I was doing commerce in UCD and I think the commerce ball was the night before and I turned up and they put me on toilets and I'd had enough. I walked. I was so drunk though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were the days.
But listen, good pay in McDonald's. They get paid more than nurses. So,
oh,
you know.
God, yeah. No. It just wasn't for me.
It wasn't for you. Did you pick stones? Because you're from country
I
land.
Did pick stones, yeah. Do is that still a thing?
Apparently there's a machine that picks stones
now. Okay, because I spent weeks picking stones with my siblings.
A lot of listeners have picked stones. The pay isn't great in picking stones.
There is no pay, no, when it's your dad screaming at you to faster. stones in his pockets.
I didn't know it was still a thing, picking stones.
Yeah, but it's therapeutic, I guess. We used to have to pod peas. We used to sit down and do the rosary every night. All these ridiculous... Weeding.
I know about weeding. That's grand. Like, but, weeding, that's just maintenance of a garden. But picking stones and not getting paid for it.
Well, the hands would be in bits.
Oh, would they?
They'd be in bits, yeah.
Oh, God.
Did strawberry picking once, but that was grand because you'd be fed, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My dad has an aversion of strawberries because he used to be strawberry picker and
that's his job.
Yeah, and he's just like, no, can't face him anymore. Now, we have to talk about stuff you're proud of. This is a real ick part of the show because Irish people don't like talking about, you know, that IFTA that they won, you know, not to mention.
Oh, you're so annoying. You're so annoying. I can't even get a nomination. I've so many pictures holding your IFTAs. Every time you get an IFTA, I just borrow the IFTA for half an hour and take pictures of myself.
You won Fittest Families.
I did. That's pretty good.
That was a surprise to the nation.
That was a surprise to the nation because it was all mainly girls on the team and sure, I wasn't taking it seriously. But we got 10 grand for Cork Arc Cancer Support.
Good on them.
Broke me coccyx halfway through.
Carried on. Like
carried
a good
on.
Cork woman that year.
What did Donica O'Callaghan say? Get up off your hole and get on with it.
Did he?
Yeah. That's how my tour generated, my comedy tour, Heal Your Hole, was because Donica shouted at me, get up off your hole and get on with it. So we went through the rest of the day with a broken coccyx, all you can't do is sit. You can get on with life, but you have to hover on the toilet and stuff like that. But it's
plane journeys aren't great.
No, there was no plane journeys.
Well.
Did you?
Yeah, in my secretarial course that I did for 6 months. A friend
were you
of mine,
good at that?
No, not great, I have to say. A girl booted me up the hole. She thought it was funny. She booted me up the hole and broke me coccyx.
Stilettos?
No, I think she was in like probably a wedge heel or something. It was the 90s. And I never forget the pain. It's very painful, Norma.
Very painful. It takes 8 weeks for it to heal itself because you can't put plaster cast around your a-hole.
No, and I bet you didn't stop. You were probably doing a podcast in the boot of your car or something.
Probably was, yeah. Well, I didn't stop because we went on and did the rest of Fit His Family or whatever.
And won it for
Ark. Won it, and we did.
Good on you. And on Wednesday, we got into talking about men attending the birth after a fella missed the birth of his kid to go to the Winter Olympics and he finished 87th.
Right, I heard that. Yeah, I heard you.
Like,
about
what
that.
Is the point? Like,
come on. Let's include everybody. Now, in fairness, in my head, it's about the winning. It's not about the taking part in life. So I don't get all this, oh, let's give a participation medal.
Your poor children.
No.
They must be so competitive.
Well, they're just genetically that way, so it's grand.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You're very competitive. That's a good thing, though. Do you have to be competitive to be an actor, would you say?
No, well, I don't know. I mean, there's so much rejection.
So much rejection.
Like, but I still think I'm great at everything. If you get up every day and say I'm great. I remember years ago, like, you said to me, do you know, I think I'm way better looking than I actually am.
Yeah.
And I used to go, I think I'm way better doing everything than I actually am. And it's a grand way to be.
It's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
But you're not ugly or anything.
But
like
I'm ignorant. You know, I do. I think, God, I look in the mirror sometimes and go, God, I really thought I was better looking than
you're a babe. Let's move
that.
On.
So dad's at birth. Was your dad at the birth of you?
Oh, my dad went off to Knock on a bender to see the Pope when my sister was being born.
Good on him.
They called her Paula. And
yeah,
Paula. And she married Paul.
Oh, amazing. I have a Paula and Paul friend as well.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
What is with Paula and Paul? They find each other.
Oh, they're all the same age and they're all named after the Pope.
Yeah.
That's it. John or a Paul.
That is right.
Yeah, there you go.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
I have to talk to you about this. Now, you don't have a son. You have three girls. You have twins and the girl and the one and your favourite one. But on Monday, we got hilarious calls back to back me and Anita lived experience that mammies actually spoil their sons. Do you have brothers?
They do. I've no brothers and I've no sons, so I don't understand men at all. But I do know that my brother-in-law...
How's the marriage going?
I have no idea. 20 years in now, we text each other, it's grand. My brother-in-law used to nip off to the mammy for the three-course meal every day and my sister didn't realise it for years. Yeah, shout out to...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He would hide that.
Well, didn't hide it, but was enjoying it. My own father would get a fry on the way home from work. He used to work very early in the mornings. My mother would be giving him an old scrape of half a scone to keep his beer belly down. She'd be getting a fry on the way home. Oh, and men look after themselves. Like, my fella bought a kettle with a glass. That's glass. So he can stand for 3 minutes and watch it boil. The beauty of it. Like, I'd be emptying the dishwasher and... Triple jobbing, you know. But men have it set up. They know what they're doing.
We have to talk about the play because I've said it before and I'll say it again. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Norma,
you are phenomenal.
And you brought your mammy. Did she love
it? Brought the mammy. She was fangirling all over you. Shout out to Mara. And I just, because when I hadn't seen it, I remember the movie Shirley Valentine. I remember thinking, God, I wonder, will this date? You know what I mean? Because it's around, what did we say, 12 years?
Oh God, it was there before the film.
Yeah,
so
it's
well old.
So it's
like, it's
really
well old.
Old.
Yeah.
Years and years old.
But your man, the writer, came on a Zoom with me and, you know, we didn't need to modernise anything because we're all going bats from being locked up for so many years. And any woman can relate to it. There's 12-year-olds to 90-year-olds coming to it. And she's the gate, you're having it back now.
And so. it is something for everyone.
Like, I'm going to Kilkenny tonight. It's sold out. Well, there's maybe 20 seats left. But like,
so Kilkenny, so if people want to get tickets,
Kilkenny
now,
tonight,
do they go?
Watergate. Dundalk, okay. Untawn tomorrow. 2 weeks' time, Cavan. It just goes on from there. I'm doing the 32 counties of Ireland. We're leaving no one out. We're going to get to every mammy and daughter and friend and whatever.
And I bet when they were casting, they were like, who would be excellent at playing a batshit crazy woman?
I'm perfect.
Norma.
I'm absolutely
you are so perfect. You're so great at talking to
And I've rediscovered
walls.
My clitoris and everything during it all.
Speaking of which, you said to, was it Killian? You said, when I come in, busy Norma Jean, actress extraordinaire, come into the studio, I want a Play Blue voucher.
Well, I want something. Okay. Don't give me lube now or something. Like,
I have something for you.
What have you got?
I have the only realistic modelled cock of the legend. It is the legendary John Holmes realistic penis. It's for you, Norma. This is for your amazing performance in Shirley Valentine. You found
that's
your clitoris.
That's the size of a watermelon.
I know, it's frightening. I don't know what you do. I think you play tennis with it or something. It's absolutely huge.
My God, there's so many things I can't say right now.
No.
This should be TV. We should, yeah.
Oh, it is TV. It'll go on our social. There, you can point to the camera here. Just
there you go.
No, right here. Right here, Norma. She's an actress, doesn't know where the bloody camera is, right here. There it is. How frightening is that?
Does it fill the whole box?
It fills the whole box. If you've just turned.
But you
didn't talk about the cardboard box.
That's a horse's size. I watched in a stud farm.
It's frightening. Look, stick it on your mantelpiece. Play tennis.
Yeah, that's a coat hanger.
You put a few coats on. I'd say you can
get, do you want
definitely
to
get
and give feedback on it in a few weeks' time or
you
10 minutes' time?
Try it and find. Try, see how many uses you can get out of that.
I will. That's definitely a coat hanger.
You're welcome, Normie. You haven't said thanks yet.
I'm not saying thanks, okay. There's nothing I can do with that. That's
okay.
Not going to do anything.
Well, listen, it was sitting upstairs for about 2 years. You can have it. I'm frightened looking at it.
Nothing scares me and I'm scared.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll bring it to Kilkenny tonight, the Watergate.
Norma Shane, always a pleasure. Shirley Valentine, it's
pleasure.
On around the country. Where do you...
Pleasure.
Where can people look for tickets?
Citytheatredublin.com or go to your local theatre. Sure, it's everywhere from Glore to Lime Tree to Opera House to
it's
doing
the
North
the
as well. Gaiety is March 29th to April 2nd.
Okay,
yeah.
Amazing. Can't wait to go and see it again. Norma, you're
bring
not
your mammy again.
I'll bring the mammy again.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.